This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Four members of Hamas have been killed in an Israeli rocket attack in the Gaza Strip. One of those killed was said to be a top Hamas operative. Sunday night's attack followed by 3 days the killing of another senior Hamas leader. Israel's army chief has vowed to hunt down Palestinian militants, saying hardcore members of Hamas are legitimate targets for elimination. Hamas has claimed responsibility for last week's bus bombing in Jerusalem that killed 21 people, including 6 children. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins me now from Jerusalem. Who was killed exactly, and how was the attack carried out?
Good morning, Renee. Senior Israeli military sources say the target of this operation was Ahmed Rashid Mustafa Shitawi. He is a 24-year-old resident of Gaza who they say was responsible for planning and funding attacks in the West Bank. They describe him as a close associate of Salah Shehadeh. He, if you might remember, was the head of the Hamas military wing until Israeli forces assassinated him last summer in a huge bombing that also killed more than a dozen civilians in Gaza. Shitawi is said to have become the operations officer of Hamas after Shehadeh's death. Shitawi was killed, according to eyewitness reports, when Israeli helicopters swooped in under cover of darkness and fired missiles at the car he was traveling in. Defense sources say he was with a second Hamas activist who was also a student leader. Defense forces say that Israeli troops also fired on 2 other Hamas members. Eyewitnesses on the scene said that the 4 had been sitting near the beach when they were targeted. Israeli defense sources say that they had been planning a double suicide bombing, and under Israel's policy of what is called pinpoint prevention, they were killed.
Had not Palestinian security forces started their own clampdown on military groups over the weekend?
Yeah, they had. The Palestinian side had just announced its own steps to rein in Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and they were under intense U.S. pressure to move on this. And over the weekend, they sealed tunnels that lead from Egypt into southern Gaza that arms smugglers use. Palestinian security officials also ordered forces to deploy around points in Gaza to prevent the firing of Qassam rockets into Israel. Yesterday, a rocket that Israeli military officials say was a new longer-range Qassam rocket landed on a strip of beach in southern Israel, but nobody was hurt.
But it seems the Israeli government doesn't believe these measures go far enough?
Well, the missile strike on these suspected militants last night would certainly suggest that. But there is a range of reaction from those who say the Palestinian measures are only a showpiece, they're only for appearances, to those who say, good step, go further. The Army Chief of Staff said that they could help stabilize the situation, but they were preliminary. He said the goal is to dismantle what he called the terrorist infrastructure, and that Israel would view such steps as progress only if there was more to follow. Now, Western diplomats said today that the measures the Palestinians were taking were positive, that they need to keep going. But one Palestinian official told me today that the Israeli assassinations hugely complicate their efforts. As long as there are Hamas members being killed and there are funerals in the streets, they say the Palestinian police cannot do much. Hamas enjoys broad support among the population in Gaza, and that support is strengthened after Israeli attacks, which make a crackdown a very delicate operation for the Palestinian security forces.
So where does this leave the U.S.-backed peace plan, the roadmap, at least for now? Is this the end?
Well, there's certainly a great deal of work going into reviving what is left of this American-backed peace initiative. Diplomats are shuttling between the two sides. The U.S. embassy spokesman here said that the U.S. envoy, Ambassador John Wolf, remains very active. The roadmap is predicated on the Palestinians taking action to shut down militant groups. Now, from the Israeli point of view, until that happens, it cannot fulfill its obligations, which include withdrawing from Palestinian areas occupied since September 2000. But one Palestinian official said today, this process just may be unworkable. He said things need to happen at the same time. The Palestinian people need to see progress toward the end of the occupation. At the same time, the Israeli citizens see that there is progress toward the end of suicide attacks on them. Otherwise, you have a situation where the onus is on the occupied to effect change during an occupation, and that's very difficult.
Julie, thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.